you still could make it. And we live in a time now, brothers have been so put down, can't get a job. A lot of the sisters making more money than brothers, and it's created problems in families. That's one of the reasons our families breaking up, and that's one of the reasons many of our women are becoming lesbians. You got to be careful when you say you don't need no man. I can make it by myself. Well, if you don't need a man, what's left? Lesbianism about to take over our community. I'm talking about young girls. My son in high school last year, trying to go to the prom. He said, "Dad, I ain't got nobody to take to the prom because all the girls in my class are gay. Ain't but two of them straight and both of them ugly." I ain't got nobody to take to the prom. Now, can I park here for a minute? I ain't homophobic, because everybody in here got something wrong with them. Whoever you point at, you can point at your own self. You got something wrong with your life. But when you get down to this thing, women falling down on another woman, strapping yourself up with something, it ain't real. That thing ain't got no feeling in it. It ain't natural. Anytime somebody got to slap some grease on your behind to stick something in you, there's something wrong with that. Your butt ain't made for that. You got blood vessels and membranes in your behind. And if you put something unnatural in there, it breaks them all up. No wonder your behind is bleeding. It's destroying us. Can't make no connection with a screw and another screw. Bible says God made them male and female. The Hebrew word neged, which means complementary nature. There is something unique to man and unique to woman, and it takes those two things to complement each other. You can't make a connection with two screws. It takes a screw and a nut.